This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome, welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at Fairmont Park Podcast. And I tell you what, Brian, it's great to be here today.
Yeah, it's a great day.
It's a great day. And you know, folks out there, Brian is on an extreme diet, my man. Say, folks, this guy has been losing weight eating potatoes.
Yep.
Potatoes.
Nothing but
potatoes right now. That's carb, though, man. That's all carb.
Yeah, I know.
And you're doing it, huh?
Yeah, I've been doing it for the last week.
Yeah.
And tomorrow I'll have my next weigh-in.
You can't
I'm not going to tell you.
Because we're wagering out there.
Yeah, because we're wagering on it. But I'm excited about doing that tomorrow. So
yeah.
So far it's been a fun week. I got another week of nothing but potatoes. And then
how the hell did you make it through weekend, man?
Oh, man, it was rough. Those first couple of days were pretty bad. But yes, I've adjusted fairly well. I'm still craving other food and stuff, but I've gotten used to just plain potatoes. And this is with no salt, no butter, no anything else.
That's what I was going to ask.
Baked potatoes.
They're baked. They're not French fries.
No French fries. You know, I'm not supposed to cut them up into chips or anything like that either. So.
Okay, so these are just boiled potatoes.
Well, I could do boiled. I've been baking them, you know, because I like the crispy skin on the outside.
I see.
But yes.
And one more thing on that. Can you put, like, fake butter?
No.
No.
Nothing.
You can't alter this. I was going to say the F-bomb. You can't alter this potato at all.
No. No salt, no fat, nothing of the sort.
Wow.
You can add pepper. But that's basically it.
Wow.
But yeah, I got another week of potatoes after this, and then after that, it's going to be, you know, vegetables and that kind of stuff. So
I wonder why they start you off on potatoes.
It's to sort of reset your body and your mind when it comes to tasting food. So
all right, folks, Brian is a large man, and this man, I could only imagine him losing this weight or trying to lose this weight, because I'm gonna be honest, it's a task.
But I'm doing a podcast about it. Actually,
when's that coming on?
I'll be posting shows hopefully in the next couple of weeks. But I'm recording shows already because I've already started the process of losing. But the show is called I'm Losing It Podcast.com.
I'm losing it.
And
like his mind and the weight.
Yes,
beautiful.
Exactly.
I like that.
So, but it's gonna be a good show, I think.
Well. Hey, you know what? We wish you all the best, and the guys out there in the war room.
Everyone's been really encouraging.
Yeah,
and I was expecting a lot of like, you're crazy, you're insane, you know, that like eating nothing but potatoes. But
you got to do something.
Everybody's been like, you know what, Brian, keep going, keep doing it.
So you got to do it. You got to do it, babe. We're proud of you. I couldn't be any prouder of our green sheet on Tuesday. We really came flying, and with our picks and the way we were doing. I mean, okay, last two out of three have been great picks. I think we've done very well. I think that Saturday night in between that, I didn't do that bad, but I still came through. So two out of three isn't bad. And Tuesday we had slop out of our mind. I mean, it was bad out there at Collinsville.
Yeah, it was
that's where you live, isn't it?
I used to live in Collinsville. I grew up there. So
I got you.
But now I live in St. Louis.
Well, Brian, I see our big screen's not working. You got all those interns out there.
All those interns just messing it up.
Yeah, messing it up. We had a first race here this past Tuesday, and it, like, black clouds started coming in. It was kind of creepy, but I loved it. I loved it. That's what horse racing is. No matter what, you just run it out there. And we're going to get to this here, the recap. First race was a 6-furlong maiden claiming 4,000. And we had the 6 on top here, Cinnamon Popcorn. That was Melina Fridley. Let's see who it was. And it was Hallucination. And I had Hallucination too, but I had Hallucination coming in second. So, wait a minute. I thought that's what would happen. No, it was Hallucination. And then the 3, Lucky Mrs. Bond, and that's Arietta. And Hallucination was Uriel Lopez. And the 2 horse got the show ticket here, Baby Do It, and that was Victor Bailon. Hallucination went off at close to 2-1. The 3 horse, Lucky Mrs. Bond, near 6.5-1. And the 3rd place horse, Baby Do It, that was 26-1 type of horse here. What did we have? We had Cinnamon Popcorn. I believe Cinnamon Popcorn finished about 5th or 6th, so didn't get a run out of that one. Then we had Hallucination, and then we had the 5 horse here, Shrimp. You know what, though? I said this on the green sheet, and I put it out there. Tread lightly, nothing to write home about on this race, so it's wide open. I did say that. I did tell you guys that, all right? So I just want to say that. Let's see the payoffs on this thing, on this claiming 4,000. $2 exact to 4-3, $34.40. The $1 trifecta, 4-3-2, $130.60. The 10-cent super, 4-3-2-5, $38.51. And that's not bad, having a less than 2-1 horse on the very top here, Hallucination. All right, so let's move on to race number 2. Race number 2, we've got I think this was a gift. I really honestly think that this was a gift from Fairmont Park to all the people out there. And I had Lucky in Life, the 7 horse on top, followed by Daddy Was a Hustler. So let's see what happened here. And Lucky in Life at won the race at $1.5-1, followed by the Daddy Was a Hustler to 5. And that went off for less than a dollar at 90 cents to the dollar. And then the 2 horses, it didn't matter. Those were the 2 you should have focused in on, because the trifecta on something like this isn't going to pay anything. So you got to load up on the exacta. That's where you make money on these type of races. We had a 7-5-2, and that was Brown Shoes Diego taking it for 15-1. Lucky in Life, Victor Santiago. And the 5, Daddy Was a Hustler, Victor Bailon. And those were also, Santiago Becker, Victor Bailon with Rosendahl. And the 2 horse here, I had a 2 at the bottom. That sucks. I hate doing that, but I just didn't see it. And Diego brought that one home. All right, let's see the tags on this one. 7-5. $8.60. That's a gift. I don't know what to say. But you got to capitalize on that. You have to capitalize on that, because if you capitalize on that, it's a 2-1 payoff, and that's on a box. All right, you could go 5-7-7-5, and you're still making a 2-1 play on that. All right, I just want to throw that at you. $1 trifecta, 7-5-2, $30.70. That's not bad, though, really. Honestly, God, that's not bad, because you had 15-1 in the back end to show up. But, again, you're taking a chance there. And the $1 daily double for $7.50, another gift. And a 10-cent super, 7-5-2-6, $11.45. All right. Let's move on to race number 3. Race number 3, we've got a 6-furlong allowance optional claiming 10,000. And let's see the winners here. Conquest Classic, and that's Diego. And that was going off at a little better than 1-1. Followed by the 4, Star Magna. and that went off at 4-1, followed by the 5 Mary Jean Wildcat at 11-1, close to 11-1. Let's see what we got here, folks. Let's see what we got here. And we've got Conquest Classic on top here with Diego Wainwright at 2-1 morning line, followed by the 4 Star Magna Tavares Doris, and that went off at 4-1 morning line, 3-1. And check this out. Check this out, folks. We had the 5 horse here in the third. We had the trifecta straight, and we had Mary Jean's Wildcat Lopez Essen Price, and that went off, well, morning line 15-1, went off at 11-1. So we hit the tri, the exacta. We hit it all right there. We didn't hit the let's see what we did there. We have the 3, Hide the Honey, and I think Hide the Honey was scratch, if I'm not mistaken. Let me check that out. And then we had the 2. So let's see. We had a 1-4-5, and that was Duchess Lala. And I swear to God, folks, I really wanted to play Duchess Lala. Duchess Lala has gotten my respect. I look for Duchess Lala next time out. I'm telling you right now. I like that horse. Just came off a maiden, won its maiden, and made it very competitive here. Didn't lose by much, and going off at nearly 14-1. So we'll look for Duchess Lala. All right, let's see the payoffs here. The $2 exacta all over it, $15. $15 here, my friends. That's some payoff here. 1-4, $15 on a $2 exacta. The $1 trifecta, 1-4-5 gift from me to you, because I gave that. I can lead you to the water, but you have to drink it. All right, that's what it's all about. I can take you there. All right, any case. That's nearly 28-1. The $1 daily double, 7-1, $5.50. A gift from Fairmont Park, $5.50. We don't need it. It's to you. All right. And the 50-cent pick 3, 4-7-1/3. That was a give me. $9.05. $9. What the hell? I hate throwing that 5 cents out there. The 10-cent super, 1-4-5-7, $7.43. The daily double, another gift here that you can't pass up. That's a dollar. 7-3, $2.40. Now, you see, I have a problem with that because I don't want to box any other horses part of that. If you're going to do that one with low odds like that, you got to play it right on top. All right? And $2.40, I don't know if it's worth it on that one. Let's move on to race number 4. Race number 4 is a 6-furlong allowance optional claiming $10,000. Now things start getting interesting, even with the weather. Now you're getting some rain coming down. The track is sloppy again. You're expecting something wacky to happen. All right, that's what you're expecting. All right, so we got race 4, the results on this one. And we had the 3 horse on top, Hawk's Image, and that was Molina. And that went off at 11.5-1. This horse screwed up everything, all the tickets. I swear to God, unbelievable. And Molina, I'll fill you in on how good this guy does the rest of the way here. Followed by the 2 horse here. I know we had 4 left feet, and that went off at 5-1. We had that one on top. Then the 5 horse Shanghai Red, that went off at 4-1. Yabba Dabba Doo, Yabba Dabba Doo, 16.5, whatever. We see where we're going here. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, that's what we had. But Molina, I'll tell you what, man. Brian, you wouldn't believe how good a rise he was putting on, man. He was putting on a clinic. We had a 2 horse here, 4 left feet, and that was Berrios Young. And that went off. We had it at 3-1. The horse that we were, I was all over this horse because this is my friend's horse. And that's the thing about it, man. When you got your friend's horse out there, you're wishing him nothing but the best, because I got off my ticket. I got off my ticket and go, I'm not even looking at this green sheet anymore. I want this duck can fly. I just want this whole ownership, even down to the jock, the horse, whatever. I love this group here. They're good people. And Mike Placer, you know Mike? Well, his wife owns the horse. So I really wanted to see them do good, and this horse came out, this duck can fly, and this duck did fly, and then the horse started bleeding. So, you know, when he bleeds like that, it's hard, but they'll fix it. They'll get that thing taken care of, and I guarantee you this horse will be back. and looking good again. Well, there's no doubt in my mind. I mean, she was taking care of business out there until the problem with the blood. That's all. Nose blood. You know, you just can't function. Boxers have that problem. When they start, when their noses started filling with blood, it affects their eyes and everything. So it's weird. It's weird. So any case, we had a 2-6-3 on this one. That's because I'm telling you right now, this duck and fly had a meltdown. All right, the $2 exacta 3-2, $110.80 jackpot on that one. I don't know who had it. The $1 trifecta 3-2-5, $133.80. The $1 daily double, $28. The 50-cent pick three, this one screwed my ticket up. 7-1/3-3, $25. And the 10-cent super, this is amazing here. 3-2-5-4, $71.71. Not just with the price. I mean, just that whole thing there. 71-71. You never see that. When the hell do you see that? You see, if I seen that before, I would have been like, huh, you know, I'm going to play 7-1, just box 7-1 or 1-7. I like that. All right. In any case, I mean, for future races that day, if I would have seen that weird, crooked number like that, I would have played 71. Probably all day. What do you call that? Honorable mention ticket? That's what we would have had there. All right, let's move on to race number five. Race number five, we got a 6-furlong allowance, optional 5,000. And what do we have here? What do we have? We're going to move on. And she's fantastic. And that went off at 2.5-1, nearly 2.5-1, followed by the 4, GP's Girl, and that's Christopher Amy. And that went off at nearly 3-1. I don't know how the hell this horse could have lost, GP's Girl. Anyway. Then we had the 3-horse at the wire. So we had a 1-4-3, and that went off at 23-1 right there. All right. So, again, she's fantastic. Who gets the job done? Yes, you guessed it. Molina. Molina gets this one done. And let's check this out. She's fantastic, and that's Molina Pompel. And then GP's Girl, Amy and Manley, 8-5. And, yes, we did have that. We had it boxed, so that's pretty damn good. Followed by the 3 at the wire. We picked the 15-1 to be in the trifecta here, folks. This isn't coincidence. This is happening time and time again, and we hit it again here. 4-1-3 at the wire to Lopez Hammond. We had 15-1 coming in third, and boom, it came in at third, and it paid 23-1. 23-1. I can lead you to the water. You got to drink it. That's bottom line. I see all these idiots out there with the gold paper out there. I love to see what the gold paper thought about that 3-horse or that other horse that I just gave you guys, that 15-1 or 11-1, Mary Jean's Wildcat. Huh? Yeah, they're just used to that. They're used to that. I'm the new school. He's the old school. Whatever. Whatever. I don't care. You want to keep buying that? Keep buying that. All right. Gave out my frustration there. Brian, you know that potato, though. Is it good? I mean, do you put anything on there? Can you put hot sauce?
You're not supposed to.
You can't even put damn hot sauce?
Nope.
What kind of a potato is that, man?
It's just a potato.
Without salt?
Without salt, without fat.
Oh, that's gross. That's gross. You got to at least have salt, but they're letting you put pepper.
Yeah, pepper.
So I guess
pepper just adds heat. It doesn't.
Well, then
add
why not put a little hot sauce on there then?
Because a lot of hot sauces have salt.
Ah, the old salt thing. So you're staying away from the salt too.
Yep.
You haven't had any salt.
Nope.
You don't know what you're missing.
Oh, I know what I'm missing because I ate bad for a long time.
I know. I'm cheering you on. I really am. I want to see you do good. I want to see you folks out there do good. And if you really want to do good, why not unload on this free app? Free app, music app. Just download YoRadio.com. YoRadio.com. It's the new evolution of man, I tell you. Is it evolution? Is that what I'm looking for?
New evolution, yeah.
Yeah, all right. I'll take it. Yeah. So, yes, folks, I mean, YoRadio.com, every type of music out there. Can you name a couple out there, Brian?
Well, I mean, we've got rock from multiple different decades, and we've got like Celtic music. We've got the Lake House, which is folks, like a bunch of favorites and stuff. Like,
that's Celtic. It's not Celtic, okay?
All right. Celtic Music Lab.
Celtic.
And, I mean, we've got reggae, we've got hip-hop from multiple decades, and right, all sorts of stuff. I mean, a bunch of really, really great stations.
I wonder how they feel, the Celtic people, when they see the Boston Celtics taking on, whatever, 76ers. But they use the word Celtic.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's gotta be offending. Got to be offending.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to go talk to those people.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad you cleared the air a couple weeks ago and told me. All right. Let's move on to race number six here. Race number six is a 6 furlong Southern Illinois Stakes. $50,000 stake race here. And we had on this one, well, we'll get to that in a second. Let's see the winners. The winners on this one was the number one here, Halo Hunter. And that was Molina. Molina got the job done again, man. And Molina was on a roll with Essen Price. This duo, folks, look for this at Fairmount Park. If you're going out there or you're going to be betting from home on your TVG account or whatever, look for the Molina Essen Price. They've gotten to be a good team, all right? And Essen Price is giving good horses to Molina, and Molina's getting the job done. So, Halo Hunter, the one horse. And that went off at a little less than 4.5 to 1. Then we had the five here, WW Cookie Monster. And that was Victor Santiago, and that was Becker. Becker and Santiago. I know that's a good team also, but I'm telling you right now, I just didn't think this maiden special weight horse that just won by 10 can compete at this level. And it did. It did. It beat the six horse that I was all over. You remember this horse, Brian, last time when I said Pass the Gravy?
Yeah.
Well, this one was the horse, and Pass the Gravy didn't want to pass any love at all. None at all. And I tell you, it went off at 50 cents to the dollar. People all bought into it, and just didn't happen. If now the six gets in there in the top two, then we're – but it wasn't to be, man. This Halo Hunter, Molina, just opened up and could have won further. I mean, could have won – it won by 4.5. It could have won by 6, 7.5. Didn't need to. All right, so we had a 1-5-6, and that was Valdivia. So I don't know whose fault that race was. But you can't be back on slop day. You got to be up front. That's the thing about it. You have to get your horse out front. And you're not going to – the stalkers, the closers, they don't have a good shot when it's sloppy. The track becomes very fast. So in any case, the $2 exacta here, $35.80. The $1 trifecta, $25.40. The $1 daily double, $23.10. And the 50-cent pick three, $74.35. Moving on to race number seven. Race number seven, we got a 6 furlong. And this is a stakes race as well called Peach Queen Stakes Race for 50G. And let's see what we have here. We had the 6 horse on top here, Richie's Wildcat. And that's Valdivia, and that went off at a little better than 1 to 1. So we got a little bit better than 1 to 1. So everyone picked that one, followed by the 2 horse here, Chicota, and that was Berrios, and that went off at 21, nearly 22 to 1. And it's going to be interesting to see what I got here. I don't think I had that one. Yeah, I didn't. The 3 horse here, Isabella Canatella, and that finished third by, okay, that went off 15 to 1. 15, a little less than 15.5 to 1 here. This has got to be a good payoff here because I know I had Richie's Wildcat on top. Well, let's see what the hell I got here. I got Jean Elizabeth on top here, the 5 horse, and I do believe that 5 horse was scratched. Let me check that. Yes, the 5 horse was scratched in this race, so which propels my winner here, the 6 horse, Richie's Little Wildcat. I got that one. And then I had the one here. Well, well made, and that's Santiago Becker, 5-1. And let's see, well, what the hell happened to that one? And that's the one. And, yeah, I think it's just now finishing the race. Yeah, yeah, it just finished. It just finished, and he's okay. So, yeah, that was our second place or our third place selection. Or our second now because Jean Elizabeth got scratched. And our third place was Isabella Cannatella. All right, and that we had a 10-1, so we had a 6-1-3 on this, and it ended up being a 6-2-3. All right, so we were close, and so we go 6-3. We're good, and I do that a lot too. Matter of fact, I did it in that race. Let's see what the tri paid. I think it only paid like $1 try. I hit this one up. $183.40. The $2 exact on this one, folks, $66.80. The $1 try, like I was saying, I put $183 in my pocket. I think it was like a $5 play, too. $183.40. The $1 daily double, $1.6, $14.20. The 50-cent pick three, $115/6, paid $35. And the 10-cent super, $6.234. $129.24. All right. So that's what we got there. Moving on to our finale, our race eight. We got 6 furlong maiden special weight, 18,000. And I had the 9 horse on top here, St. Louis Woman. St. Louis Woman got scratched only to run for the Saturday night. And we'll talk about her in a second. So what that does is that brings my totem pole up here. I got a 2-6-1. So let's see what we got. We got a 5-2-6. All right. Yep. Well, hey, folks, I hit some big ones, all right? I hit some big ones, and you got to capitalize what you got. It was sloppy. You don't know what you got with all that slop out there. I'm just saying. So I think we did pretty good. Anyway, the 5-horse here hammered, and and speaking of hammered, I tell you what, Molina hammered him. He brought a nice paycheck home that night because Molina pulled this one as well. And guess with who? Essen Price. Molina Essen Price. You got to look for that duo. When I was in Gulfstream Park, I think it was Mott and Bailey. Mott and Bailey. If you've seen Mott, the trainer, Bailey, the jockey, on turf, with first-time starters, I was all over that all the time. I thought that was like a gift from the horse gods. When all the stars lined up on that with the Bailey, Mott, and the whole turf thing, a first-time starter, boom, I was all over it. Anyway, I think we got something like this brewing now with Molina and Essen Price. I think they're a good team. Well, moving on here, let's check out the 2-horse, and that was Lion Love. That was Victor Bailon. And then the 6 here, Diastole. And that is Berrios and Silva. And hey, folks, you got to watch a Silva trainer because he's not running a lot, but when he runs them, they're live. So you might want to – it's all about chemistry. Well, right now you got Molina Essen Price. They're a good chemistry. You got Santiago. You got Becker. Good chemistry. I mean, you look up and down here. Little things you put together here, and another good team is Manly and Molina. Manly Molina, that's a good team also. Anyway, that's what we have here. That's what we had for race number 8, and that's what we had for Fairmont Park. It was sloppy. It was wet, but it was a damn good time, and we were out there with friends, and people criticized a little bit about my podcast show. And said, you know what? You don't know what you're talking about when you say you ran the horse over its head. And you know what? I'll take the heat. I'll take the heat. But that's just the way that I see it. All right? I'm glad you guys are listening to my show, though. I'm very happy about that. So thank you. And I'll take the criticism. Why not? I mean, if you think your horse is pretty good to run there, so be it. I'll cheer it on. That's all I got to say to that. All right, let's move on to our big races for Saturday night, June 30th. And our first race here is a 350-yard sprint. All right, these are those quarter horses. They're tough, but we do pretty good with them. And the one we chose here is the Four Horse on Top, and that's Ivory Mission. And Ivory Mission, we like what we're seeing here. It wasn't that far off. Last time he ran against the BM One Rare Rocket, all right, and BM beat the horse. But I really think that Four had a bad trip out. I mean, out of the gate. The whole thing is getting out of the gate. Whoever gets out of the gate stands a pretty good chance at winning. And I do see a 4-6-6-4 here. So just want to throw that at you guys, one of our exacta plays. And that we'll follow that up with the three-horse here, Feature Royal Dash. All right? So that's what we have here. We got the Ivory Mission, BM, BM One Red Rocket, the 6, and we got the 3 here. Feature Royal Dash. Again, you can always exact the box and put one in the middle. Trifecta. You know that. I always do that. I tell you guys about that all the time. And play it both ways, by the way. Just don't leave it at one. You'll kick yourself. I have. We're only human. You don't want to kick yourself. And, Brian, I am very happy with you. I am very happy with you with this potato diet. You keep it up, babe. You keep it up.
I will.
All right. We had St. Louis woman, I'm sorry, my friends, and that was the 6th horse. This is the horse that got scratched at Tuesday's race car. Goes back in this one, first time starter. I'm getting a good price on this. I think this one right now, let's see what this one's going off at. This one's going off at 4-1. I'm going to jump all over. Probably goes down to 2-1. That's the final on that one. And then we're going with the 4-horse See Gracie Flyby. And that's Molina Essen Price. That's the team I was telling you guys about here, and that's going off at 6-5. And why not? So I can see this being a 4-6 easily now, followed by a 6-4-2. So not, yeah. I got a 6-4-2 on my trifecta, and that's Margarita Attack here, and that's Tavares Childers, and that's 5-1. So I see a 6-4-2, but let's focus in on that exacta. That's the way we want to move things around here. I can easily see a 4-6, and why not? With Molina Essen Price right now, they're a hot team. They're a hot team here. So 6-4-4-6, I'm all over that. That's race number 2, and that's a maiden special weight 8,000. Let's move on to race number 3. Race number 3, we're dropping down in a little bit here. Well, all the way to the bottom, actually. Not all the way to the bottom. There's still one or two races below this one. 6 furlong claiming 3,200. And what do we have here? We have the 4-horse here. Wildcat Light, and that's Santiago Becker. Clearly the standout. And the odds makers knew this too. Morning line people made this one a 1-1 and deserves it. Deserves it. Definitely a standout in this race. Followed by the 3 here, Patisium. Yeah, that's what it is, Patisium. And that's Tavares and Johnson. That's my second place horse there, 9-2. Followed by Medalese of Fleet, and that's Arietta Lynch. And that's going off at 8-1. 4, clear standout here, and on your pick 3s, this ought to be your one that you just lock in on as a single, whatever it is, but this is the single on this one. All right, let's move on to race number 4. Race number 4, we have a 6 furlong maiden claiming 4,000. Well, this is pretty low too. I mean, this is pretty much bottom as well. This one's a tough one, but again, yeah, I'm going with the barn. I'm going with who produces what. And 8-1 here. Are you kidding me? We are taking Kotoan. And that's Santiago Becker. Woo. Can't pass that one up. 8-1. That may be our long shot play today. Right now, we're saying to you folks, that's going to be our long shot play today. Kotoan, Santiago Becker, 4th race, the 5 horse. Why the hell not? Yeah, let's see that. Where is that? The 5. Where you at, 5? Where you at? I don't even see this on the map here. Anyway, so we got a 5 followed by It's a Pretty Stormy, and that's Molina, Essen Price. And then the 4 here, Thundering Richie, Arietta Lynch. And that's 3-1. All right, so again, once again, we're going to mess with that 2-5-5-2. You got 2 hot barns. 2 hot jockeys still trying to go after each other. It's amazing. What a beautiful sight this is. All right, race number five. Race number five, we got a 6 furlong claiming 3,200. And this was the race that actually my horse won. And no, it's not. Actually, it is. It's the same one. And now they're trying to get theirs done here. And I'm going to go with the second place horse to mine, and that was Beefy. Beefy's on top here. He's the 8 horse, and that's Balon Rosendahl. Followed by the 4 horse, Sergeant Green. That's Diego Bentler. And that's 9-2. And then we're going to go with the Tyler T. Santiago Doris, and that's going off at 6-1. But, again, you never know what's going to fly around on this one. So you can just box all three if you like. There should be some money out there on this one. But, no, I'm not a big fan of the exacta box on this one. All right? I'm just telling you. Matter of fact, if you had that first one, that part of a pick three, if you had that one, a single right there with that was Wildcat Light, all right, that's the 4 horse. Then you want to go with the 5-2, 2-5, all right? That's the second part of your pick three, and then load up. I'll take it all on this one. I'll take it all and feel very comfortable doing it because this is where something comes in. Something crooked number comes in here. I don't mean crooked as in crooked, but I just mean that some number here is going to pop up here that doesn't meet the power numbers. That's what I'm seeing here, all right? All right. By the way, the 4th spot here is Wildwood of Fleet in this area to Walker. All right, let's move on here. Let's move on to race number 6. Race number 6, we got a 6 furlong claiming 4,000. And we're dropping a horse here named Kinzer that won an allowance optional claiming. And that was in one's last race. That was June 16th. This horse ran an allowance optional 10,000. That's not an easy race. And it won by, they started gaining on him, but who cares? Allowance optional 10,000. Now it's in for a tag of 4,000. I mean, you got to look at that. You got to look at that. This horse is here to win at any price. All right? This kind of reminds me of that old horse out there in last race day here. We had Mucho Macho Dan, and they were dropping that horse down. And I'm like, why is this horse here? All right? The horse didn't compete at all. Early on it did, then it faded away. And I'm still going to take him. There's a red flag on him, but I don't care. We're going to take the 4 horse here. Kinzer on top with Santiago, and that's Durham 2-1. Again, claiming 4,000. Just won a allowance optional claiming maybe about a week and a half ago. And then we're rolling with this 5 horse coming in second, and that's Mr. D's Way, and that's Melina Manley. I think true to form here, if something's wrong with Kinzer, this horse moves up the totem pole here and takes first place. So definitely respect this horse. We got to respect this horse here. We're going to have this horse up on top of our pick threes, also pick fours, whatever. It's definitely up there. 4-5, 5-4. And if something happens to this 4 horse where it falls off the map or falls off a cliff, I don't know. Go with the 5 here with the 1771, okay? I'm just going to throw that at your way, too. And that's Conquest, what is that? Going Gone. Conquest Going Gone, and that's Arietta, and that is Walker. And 1 horse here, Electric Cat, and that's Balon and Durham at 6-1. All right, that's what we got. It's a very complex race, but I'm just saying, on paper, this 4 should kill him. Should kill him. It should be a 4 followed by the 5. You may not even need to exact the boxes. Why would you? Running an attack for 4,000? Forget about it. I mean, if this horse is healthy, I'm taking the 4 here. All right, let's move on to our finale of the night here. June 30th racing at Fairmont Park. And this is a 6 furlong maiden special weight, 18,000. And I'm going with the 10 horse. I'm going with the 10 horse on the outside, and that's Position to Dance, and that's Tavares Scalcioni. Did I say that right, Brian?
Yes, you did.
All right, good, good. I got the approval from Mr. Potato there. Followed by the 8 here, Diamond Monarch, and that's Melina Fridley, and that's 7-2. And then we got the one. I love the name of this, Brian. I love the name of this. Itching for Attack. Hmm. Isn't that a hell? That should be the name of horses. Itching for Attack. Jeez. Like last week, we had a horse named after a kid and all that. Forget all that. You don't want to name. That's another thing. You don't want to name a horse after a family member. If the horse is crappy, you're going to look at that horse in a weird way, like you're letting my family down. No, I'm running my race. You're the one that named me. I mean, isn't that true? Yeah. All right, let's move on here. So, yeah, I love the name there, Itching for Attack, and that's Thurman Childers, and that's 3-1 horse. So we got a 10-8-1, and we're going to follow that up with our superfecta. That's a P.O. Jet Santiago Wainwright, and that's 6-1. All right, that's what we have for our Saturday night racing. I'm not going to be there. My kid's graduation party is that night, and I got to make sure everything goes good. So, you know what? I wish you guys all the luck on that one. I can't even monitor racing or my wife will kill me, all right? Understand that. Anyway, my friends, take care, and please let us get some emails from you guys, messages. I haven't been checking them lately. I do apologize. Brian, you've been on that, haven't you? We've been getting some good responses, more like people just complimenting the show, not yes. really sending us messages.
Yes, nobody's been sending in some questions, but we have been getting a lot of praise and just people saying that they love the show, they love listening to it, and you know, and people telling us
What's our country?
Won them some money. Our little country of Mauritius.
God bless you guys.
Yes. If you want to send us some emails, though, you can do so at info@fairmountparkpodcast.com, or you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Fairmount Show and Twitter at Fairmount Show.
Well, thank you so much, Brian. Another great show here. And keep up your great diet, my friend. We are really pulling for you. I swear to God, it's so good to see you on this diet. And I hope you do it, because I couldn't just eat baked potato or not fried. You can't fry it, right?
Just
baked
potato.
Or boiled.
Baked or boiled, yeah.
All right. God bless. Keep it up. Keep up the great work. And folks out there, listen to YoRadio.com. It's free and all that. We get a big plug out there for you guys. Free music. You can't go wrong with it. Keep cashing those winning tickets. I'm not going to be out there, like I said, this weekend, but I know I'll be there in your hearts, and get that green sheet and get some winners. That's what it's all about. Thank you for listening, and catch us next time.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, FairmountParkPodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.